For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.
I want to be known as an enabler of opportunities.
That's South Carolina native Mignon Clyburn. For the past 9 years, she's served as a commissioner with the Federal Communications Commission.
All along the way, particularly my rearing in South Carolina, I was increasingly prepared for this opportunity. Was I 100% ready? Absolutely not. Did I make some mistakes, say some things? You know, absolutely I did. But all of those things were building blocks.
Clyburn has helped regulate the radio, wire, telephone, TV, and satellite industries. This past week, she announced she was leaving the agency, ending what has become the longest-serving term in the commission's history.
I could have technically served until the end of December of this year, or when my successor is confirmed. I just decided on this week, literally woke up Tuesday morning and said, this was the time.
Clyburn was sworn into office on August 3, 2009, at the Matthew J. Perry Jr. Courthouse in Columbia. She became the first African-American female and South Carolinian to hold the title. During her tenure, she became a strong supporter of net neutrality, a set of regulations to ensure an open and fair internet. It prohibited broadband providers from blocking or slowing down web traffic. It also banned providers from offering fast lanes to companies willing to pay extra to reach consumers more quickly than competitors. This week, the first official step to repeal those regulations took place. Clyburn says she hopes her greatest fears of life without net neutrality will not come true.
That people will no longer be as well protected, that companies are able to block or slow down or extract more rents when it comes to your access online. I hope that there will not be a stifling of innovation and investment, particularly from small businesses who do not feel that they're being treated equally when it comes to that internet service provider that might have a competing business. I hope that all my fears will not come to pass.
As Commissioner Clyburn also worked to lower the costs prisoners pay to make phone calls, with documented cases of some calls costing over $1 a minute to up to $14 a minute and with excessive fees, Clyburn says,
it gives added incentive for contraband cell phones inside of these facilities.
Officials named the illegal use of cell phones and efforts to trade contraband as the cause of the April 15th riot at the Lee Correctional Institution in Bishopville.
I was hoping I was having a nightmare when I saw that news clip of what happened. I was praying for a nightmare. There are 7 people that have to bury their loved ones. That's a shame.
She says tackling the issue of lowering the cost of prison phone rates alone will not solve the issue of violence in prisons, but
reasonable, fair, and just rates can take at least one thing off the table. We need to get rid of all of the incentives to do something wrong. Because if you have that cell phone, if somebody has smuggled in that phone, that can be used for extraordinarily negative uses, not just to keep in touch with their loved ones, but for other things that people are being compromised on the inside, and that's not a good scenario.
Before becoming commissioner, Clyburn worked over a decade at the South Carolina Public Service Commission, and before that, as publisher, editor, and general manager of a weekly Charleston-based newspaper. As for her future,
work on something that I'm passionate about, present that to the nation. Hopefully people will still read and recognize the name, because I promise you what the it is something that has the potential to improve and change lives. I promise you that.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.